This is Tom Waring inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we call your attention today to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22, where the Apostle Paul says, "If any man love not the Lord, let him be anathema." The prophet Isaiah, in the 53rd chapter of his book, in the 3rd verse, looking by way of inspiration down through the centuries to the time that Jesus would be here on earth, walking among men and speaking and teaching them, trying to bring them to God the Father, would say of his work and the people's reaction to it that many despised him and rejected him. But the Bible makes clear that we must love the Lord to be saved, and that if we love him, we will obey him. In John chapter 14 and verse 15, Jesus himself said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, the Apostle John said, "For this is the love of God, that you keep his commandments." So we must love the Lord, and love results in obedience. We have every reason to love our blessed Lord. In fact, we find in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, we love because he first loved us. In other words, our loving of the Lord Jesus Christ should come as a result of our learning of his love for us. The Bible teaches in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, when we learn that God loved us enough to send his Son to die, and that Jesus freely laid down his life at the cross in order that we might be offered a way of salvation, we ought to love him in return. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, "Though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich." Christ became poor, that is, he died on the cross, that we might become rich, that is, that we might be saved, become children of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23, we learn that when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. In Hebrews 4, 15, we learn that he was without sin. In John 10, verses 16 to 18, we learn that he laid down his life freely for us. And so we ought to love him. And yet, as a matter of fact, it's clear that much of mankind do not love him. Even those who know of him, many of them do not love him. I want to suggest today some of the reasons why men do not love the Lord. First of all, I suggest that they do not love him, that is, some do not, because of ignorance. They do not know what they ought to know. They do not know of their own immortality. John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29 says, "The hour cometh in the which all that are in the tombs shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of condemnation." Let each person think about the fact that there will never be an end to him. You are a person. You face death, Hebrews 9:27, or the second coming of our Lord, in which you'll be changed. But there will never be an end to you. You dare not simply